talking with Bill Bullard, CEO of RCAF USA, and Bill cattlemen rallied together to call attention to current market conditions. Tell me more about the thought process behind the rally.
What has happened is after RCAF USA filed its class action antitrust lawsuit in April, alleging that the four big packers were conspiring to artificially reduce cattle prices, we had the August 9th fire at the Tyson plant in Holcomb, Kansas. That fire resulted in even further depressed prices and has really caught the attention of the entire industry and the USDA. So the Secretary of Agriculture has called for an investigation, and the Organization for Competitive Markets then scheduled this rally to talk about the problems associated with the dysfunctional cattle market that we presently have in our industry. And so this is a serious issue, as we believe we're facing an impending crisis. And the crisis is already ongoing, but we think it's going to get worse in the next 90 days after the big fall run of calves is over. And that's because calf prices today are about 25% less than the previous five-year average. That means cattle producers are going to be financially strapped, meaning we're likely to lose too many. And we simply cannot afford as an industry to lose the critical mass of cattle producers necessary to maintain an economically viable and competitive industry. So this is a serious situation, and the rally is intended to focus or to highlight how serious this problem is.
And so, Bill, you're going to get the chance to, you mentioned the worry about prices as we go into this fall cattle run. A lot of this is stemming off of that Tyson fire. Any other key points you're going to be sure to relay to those in attendance?
Well, cattle producers do not receive direct subsidies for price subsidies from the government, and that's unusual for agriculture. In fact, even the big corporations like Brazilian-owned JBS is getting millions of dollars in subsidies from the government to offset depressed prices. Yet cattle producers rely on the market. And right now, they don't have the tool that they need to even compete in the marketplace against the foreign competition. So we're going to push hard for the restoration of mandatory country of origin labeling for beef to enable U.S. cattle producers to begin to compete in their own marketplace with their superior exclusive USA beef product.
And so what is it going to take to turn this situation around, Bill? Bring these cattle prices higher for the producers that you represent. Where do we start?
Well, and we started months ago. We started with the class action lawsuit alleging that the meat packers are violating our antitrust laws and the Packers and Stockyards Act and the Commodity Exchange Act. And so our lawsuit is the remedy that producers have already put in place, and we are working on that right now. Meanwhile, we support the USDA's investigation into this matter, and we hope that they are able to uncover even more about the conduct regarding how the packers are using their concentrated power in order to gain an advantage over U.S. cattle producers.
And so beyond this packer margin issue, Bill, any other issues that RCAF is keeping a close eye on within the cattle industry?
Well, we have our beef checkoff lawsuit alleging that it's unconstitutional for USDA to compel producers to fund private speech of private corporations. In fact, we have a hearing on that case the same day as the rally on October 2nd. And then we have the issue of USDA trying to impose upon the industry a requirement that every animal crossing state lines, every adult animal, has to be affixed with a RFID or radio frequency identification tag. And we think this is unlawful, and we are investigating a means to stop USDA from its overreach and imposing this burden upon U.S. cattle producers.